guys, welcome to The Roundtable. This is episode 115. I am Jenny Walker, the social media ministry leader here at Life Church. And this is Mike Hill, and he is our lead pastor. And sitting in between us is the owner of Cake Babies.
Cake Babies.
It is Emily Miller.
Yeah, she's yay. She's got to show what she made. Like,
I don't know if you can see this. Oh, can you zoom?
No.
Oh, dang it, man. I was really hoping for a close-up.
Well, but don't ruin them by dumping them in there. Like, she's got them all pretty.
I know, she
Jenny's
does.
Like,
I know, I did.
All the wafers came off the top.
She made
of
us
it.
Vanilla cupcakes, and they are so cute. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're the best.
And they are incredible. She brought them to our starting point class.
Oh,
like,
she
I've
did?
Never
They're
eaten them
right.
Because obviously I.
You don't like sweets? Because you don't like sweets.
And I shouldn't eat cupcakes.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Well, didn't so we just had this discussion out in the champs. You know, I have that baby growing out of my stomach.
Yeah.
What?
You've not heard this story before?
No.
His tumor baby?
Yeah.
You have a tumor?
Well, I actually don't know what I have.
What
but...
is that? That show? Tumor. Isn't that, what's his face? Arnold Schwarzenegger. I can never say his last name.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger.
That's the Terminator.
Oh, my God.
Not the tumor. It's not the tumor. So I noticed one time when we were at home doing the Olympics with Sarah's kids to see if I could still beat them in things. Mm-hmm. So leg lifts were one of them. It's funny, leg lifts, I have this thing sticking out of my stomach like this high. It looks like an alien baby coming out
like
of my
stomach. Like the movie Alien when it's like, it's like, your
it's
like,
oh, yes, yes.
It's like 3-4 inches long.
It's
and
really
it sticks
not
up
that
about
dramatic.
That high.
No.
Wait, and you still have it?
Well, so it's essentially, they say, this is what everybody says it is. This is what's embarrassing. They're like, well, it's kind of weird. Because the only people that usually get it are pregnant ladies because their gut stretches so much.
What?
It stretches their abdomen muscles.
Oh, you got like dysastic.
You know what it is?
Yeah, no, I thought I had it because I was pregnant with twins.
Yeah.
So, like, you're,
oh, that makes me feel good. Mike, I didn't really have it. I had twins living in me. But I didn't have any twins living in me. Yeah. And
that happened.
So I don't know. That's what they think it is. So I thought I probably should lose some weight. And so cupcakes probably shouldn't be on the list.
Okay,
shouldn't have been on the list before. But
you can take
Sarah
one home to Sarah.
And the kids were like,
you can just take a bite.
These things are incredible.
Just taste
like, incredible.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just give it a lick.
Okay. So, Jenny, any interesting news from you?
No. You put me on the spot.
What has happened to your life?
I mean, like, I got to think about it.
You used to be able to bring in these, like, I got to tell you this weird story. One time, Bigfoot showed up in my house. I went outside in the snow.
No, that was in my backyard.
These were
that
prints.
That was in my backyard.
And there were Bigfoot. Like, these are the stories she used to bring. Now she's like, nah.
Well,
nothing.
I haven't been thinking about them. So I don't know. I just got to really think now.
But nothing interesting.
I don't think so. You'll have to get back with me. I'll think here in a second.
Okay, so Emily, you're going to tell us a little bit about your life. So Netflix, Prime Video, something you've binge watched in the past year.
Okay. I'm
other
super...
than Dora the Explorer.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. I have twins, so I watch a lot of kid shows.
Okay.
I'm super big into like HBO Max.
Really?
I love HBO Max shows. Okay. Like all the like HBO originals, like The Righteous Gemstones. I just finished that. Have you heard of that?
What is it?
The Righteous Gemstones.
No.
It's very good. Like Danny McBride, Adam Devine.
Okay.
I don't know, someone else. There's like some big names in it, but it's good. It's a good one. Game of Thrones.
Are you a Game of Thrones person?
Yeah.
All of my kids love Game of Thrones. In fact, Brady would have Game of Thrones parties.
Really?
Like they would all go over and
so
have
fun.
Watch. They'd all watch it together.
That's hilarious.
I walked down one time they were watching and I'm like...
I watched it with my parents.
Is this rated X?
Yeah. You watched it with your parents?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like they say they said like the first season is like, if you can get through the first season, you're good. But the first season is full of a lot of
it's
like
a little, raunchy.
Little racist.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's really well done though. And
it's the storyline,
right? Yeah. It's so good. You just like have to keep watching. So yeah, big in Game of Thrones. Silicon Valley, Veep's really great. I mean, like, I've just been super big into HBO right now.
And so do you like watching TV?
I like to, but I don't really get the opportunity to. That's the
Yeah, because if you have twins, so I'm sure you'll get into that part of your story.
Right, but yeah.
There's probably not a lot of time to do anything.
I mean, I watch a lot of TV when I fold laundry. And
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or like, baking or stuff like that. So
Are you a reader?
I am,
Last full book that you've
read. I'm in
a
book club,
Okay, so what's the best book that you've read and why?
Recently, it was funny because Grace last week said Verity, and I love Verity.
Really?
Yes, it's so good.
Verity.
Like, Verity, it's like a psychological thriller.
Okay.
That's the one she was trying to think of last week. Yeah, it's very good. Yeah. So it does have like some like it's just like a little it's a little raunchy, but like, I don't know. It just like keeps you reading, like with you wanting to know what happens. And yeah, it's very, Colleen Hoover is the author.
Yeah, that's Grace. So
dystopian books are really good. So like The Hunger Games, Maze Runner, like series
I've
like that.
I've not read Hunger Games.
I read it in jail and it was the best because I'd seen the movies. So I was like envisioning it. I was locked down for like 30 days at one point. And so I could do was read. So
Do you read now, Jenny?
No.
Nothing.
You should come to the book club.
I should.
Is it a book club? Like you get books in the mail or you actually meet and talk about
it? No, we like meet. So like one of my old friends from Applebee's.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, Andrea Jones. Andrea Oakley. Yeah, she
is. Okay, so I got to kind of play this out a little bit. So you guys are all reading the Hoover lady.
Well, we didn't actually. She's a big reader, so she recommended that to me, but we actually haven't read that in our book club. That was just like
I'm just thinking about a bunch of ladies sitting around and be like, what book did you read? Well, we're reading 50 Shades of Grey. You want to sit around and talk about?
That's our book club. We read like a lot of thrillers and we're like switching it up. I think we have like more of a romance book for our next book here. So
how does a book club work? Like you read chapter by chapter and then come back?
We meet, we pick a book, we disperse for like 2 months, and in that 2 months we read the book.
Right.
And then we come back and we talk about it and answer questions about the book because like she has like questions for us to like go through. And then we pick another book. So
Jenny, it'd be a whole new world.
We do like a craft and we like have snacks. Like,
you do?
Yes. It's a good time.
Wow.
It really,
I would read it like the day before. Like
I usually do. So it's fresh in my mind. Yeah. I usually read, Because like I just like there's so much going on up here. Like I'm just like, I'm not gonna remember. So.
Yeah. Well, I just would procrastinate until then.
Yeah, that happens.
Okay, so today, most influential person in your life.
Oh my gosh.
And why?
Or
do you have a bunch of them?
I feel like it would just be my parents because like I'm super like, I don't know, family driven. Family's like a super big priority.
And it's always been that way. Grew up that way.
Yeah. So we bought the house next to my parents' house. So like yeah, I live next door to my parents.
With her sister.
Yeah. I live with my sister. Well, it was my ex-husband.
Okay.
But yeah, my sister bought the house and yeah, now I live with my sister and next to my parents.
That doesn't bug you at all, like being that close.
I mean, maybe sometimes, but it's not. No, it's great. I mean, we just like were raised super tight knit. So
do you do a lot of stuff together?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We vacation together. We like have family dinners every week and
wow.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I could do that. If my kids live right next to me.
You wouldn't like that?
Huh? It would
be wouldn't like that.
It's fun.
Yeah, I don't know. So when Sherry and I got married, Chuck and Diana lived up the same lane down and around the corner a little bit. And so
that was too much.
Well, I don't know. Like you just, they drive by and they just walk in, you know, and they're like, I'm like, hey. I mean, I love seeing you guys, but
just lock your door.
Do you lock your door?
No, not really. Yeah,
well, they have a key, don't they?
Yeah. So they'd be able to get in whenever.
Sure. Yeah. So
okay. Well, based upon family, what's your favorite childhood memory?
That's so hard.
Because you got that many good ones?
No, I had a very enchanting childhood.
Enchanting?
Yes, I came up very unscathed.
Reading books is paying off. Enchanting.
Yeah. Enchanting.
Yeah, so what's a memory that you guys did that was just awesome? Like, you never forget this.
I feel like family holidays, like, really stand out. Like, we always celebrated, like, every single holiday.
Did you guys, like, dress up the same?
I don't think we ever did. I feel like we do now more than we did back then. But, like, we used to, like...
So, like, for Christmas, you all get the same pajamas.
We do now, yeah. Oh, so...
Nick does that. That's so cute.
We all get, like, matching shirts and...
I feel like
Old
Nick
Navy
did.
Has,
did you
like,
not do that last year?
For everybody, what? So...
Get matching pajamas or something during Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I want to do. Even the dogs matching,
yes,
too.
Yeah.
The babies,
literally
everybody.
Old Navy, like, has, like, sizes for everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And then you, like, all wake up and watch a movie together and drink cocoa.
That's
and
so cute.
Yeah. I mean, every Christmas we make for, like, my immediate family, we have, like, chicken Alfredo, and I always make a lemon cake, and, gosh, I don't know what else.
So you've always baked then?
No, not really. Not, like, to the extent that I'm doing now.
Okay.
So, like, I was raised with, like, baking, not so much, like, decorating. So I feel like the decorating thing is new, but I've always, like, been super into, like, art and always taken art classes. Not that that makes you good at art if you take art classes, but, like...
That is true.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I feel like it's just, like, it came easy to me and I just got lucky, so...
Okay.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I would not be into the same clothes thing.
It's fun. Yeah.
Oh, do you do that, Jenny?
Absolutely. Yes.
So I'm the oddity.
You are.
Like everybody else
matching's
wakes
fun.
Up.
Everyone likes to match. Huh? Yeah. Matching's fun. I love matching.
Yeah, like the thought of my kids like coming and staying overnight at my house and waking up in pajamas together.
Aww.
And I'm like, nah.
Okay, but like what about like maybe 10 years ago?
I am not.
10 years ago.
What?
10 years ago.
When the kids were at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't know. No, we didn't do matching
okay,
pajamas.
Okay, but like would you now if it was 10 years ago?
No, probably not. No.
Just not your thing.
Huh?
Just not your thing.
Well, I mean, like I've heard like Corbin and Ailey, they would go to her mom and dad's.
Uh-huh.
And, like that was the thing. Like you go over there on Christmas Eve and you put on the same clothes to go to bed and you all wake up together. And I'm like,
that always
freaked
me out.
It's
awful.
So fun.
That would be awful. I would be like, come over. And leave, but don't.
Aww. You're always saying you're welcome. Get out of my house.
No, I mean, I like to have people over, but I also like people to leave.
Yeah.
You know, like hanging out in the house all day would be a...
Annoying.
Yeah. No, yeah. I love my family.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
Yeah. Space. Space.
Space.
You need that. Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe. All right. So tell us a little bit about you growing up. So tell us a little bit about, you said you had an enchanted childhood.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I
so mean, tell us a little bit about growing up. Did you guys go to church? Did you not go to church? Mm-hmm. Like, and even how did you end up? Because I don't even remember this when you said it in starting point, how you ended up at Life Church. And,
okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, because now you're highly involved and know people and connected to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I feel like the story you told in starting point to where you are today, a lot has changed even since then.
Oh, definitely.
You know, from where you're at in faith to where your journey is today. I think I was trying to remember in my mind what you said, but so can you tell
person?
Us, can you take us a little bit about through your,
okay. So childhood wise, I mean, I feel like I wasn't raised in the church. I wasn't raised in religion, but I was raised like about learning about different religions. So like we had like a brief overview of like lots of religion.
Yeah.
So, but we were just raised to be like kind and we have like good family values. So it was easy whenever I first like started like hearing your sermons to like be like, oh wait, this like aligns like perfectly with like how I was raised, but like we just didn't put a label on it.
Right.
So
I mean, that's what I thought you said in starting point.
Right.
So this is interesting. Yeah. So when you were raised with different religions, not that you're raised, that's not what I said it wrong.
Not necessarily like different, just like learning. So like we just had like, we just
you said you had an
knowledge.
Overview of.
Yeah. We just like, we're
so
taught knowledge.
Yeah. So like what?
I mean, like
what did you know? No, I'm like, I'm really thinking about this. Like, you knew about Islam, you knew about Hinduism, you knew about Mormonism, you knew
maybe
about...
Maybe, like, a brief overview of, like, certain things, but, like, it wasn't anything that, like, nobody, like, pounded that into us. For sure. You know, like, so, like, it just, like, as an adult, I'm like, I don't know. But, I just remember talking about it.
Yeah, I'm thinking in my mind, how does that conversation come up at home? You know what I mean? Like, hey, tonight at supper, let's talk about being a Mormon.
About Mormonism, but
I'm making a lot. I'm just trying to be like, when you talk about, I kind of had an overview of what that really looks like, but more of what I kind of took out of what you said in starting point, which you just tried to be a good person.
Care about other
people, love other people.
Yeah, you should want to help somebody. There should be a drive in you to help
it just wasn't driven by faith.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That wasn't driven by because Christianity says to do. You were just because you grew up that way.
Mm-hmm.
You
know,
and you were told to,
Yeah, so I feel like that was easy for me to like come into Christianity. What pushed me to not claim Christianity, like when I started like, actually, I don't know, coming into my own person, maybe in like middle school or like high school, I feel like the people that I witnessed claiming to be Christian weren't a great example of it. And I realize that now, like as an adult, it's just like, well, there were very like mean people that were like, oh, well, like this is my faith. And I'm just like, like, I don't think I want to be a part of that, you know?
Which went completely against what you said, right? So you grew up to like be kind to other people regardless of who they are, what they know. And then
like super like judgmental.
Yeah. So then
like,
people who were in your middle school or people in your high school were very judgmental.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I would say so. But that's also high school and middle school.
No, I know. But again, there should be, I would just assume if somebody's going to label themselves as a Christian, although we all make mistakes, we probably wouldn't want to be labeled as
definitely the
judgmental.
I just better don't think, than I just didn't have great examples of Christianity growing up, so I didn't.
And you never went to church at all?
I went to church like a couple times, like if I spent the night at someone's house, like they went to church in the morning, like okay, I went too, and I just like just never, like, I was never comfortable. I always felt, like, unwelcome. Like, nobody smiled at me. So I was just like, I don't like being here. So, but, like, but it's just, it's, I don't know, 180 from coming here. It's just, like, completely different. I have never felt that coming here.
Right.
So, like, I don't know.
So you go to high school. So you go to, what happens after high school?
I went to cosmetology school.
Okay.
I did hair for, like, 4 or 5 years downtown.
Really?
Yeah. I also have my esthetician license.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So it's like skincare, like massage, waxing, stuff like that.
Oh my
gosh.
I forgot about the massage part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
So yeah, no. Yeah. So I'm like still licensed. I just don't use them. And I left the salon that I was at just because it just wasn't a good fit. Mm-hmm. Just wasn't feeling it anymore. Right. So I like job hopped for a little bit, but that was around the time that I was like planning, my wedding. So.
Yeah. So can we, are you willing to talk about that?
Do you not want
to
talk? Yeah, we can talk about it.
So
yeah, we can talk
about
it.
You met your ex-husband in high school?
No, I met him. I was 20 when we met. Yeah. Cause I was dating somebody else. I was like working part-time at Applebee's at the same time too. He was a bowling coach at Huntington University.
Really?
And I was like dating one of the bowlers.
No, now, this sounds like
way worse than what it is. Yeah. It's not like that. So I was like still friends with my ex-boyfriend's friends, and they're like, oh, you should meet this guy. Like, he's super nice. And like,
you didn't like the bowlers, you should try the coach.
Right. Yeah, I guess. So, yeah. Yeah. So, we were together for, like in total, probably like 4 or 5 years.
You dated that long?
No, we were like together in like total. So we dated probably a year before we were engaged. And then we had like a really long engagement because like COVID happened, and that's when we bought the house next to my parents, and I was fixing it up, and like I wasn't working because of COVID, so I was able to like fix it up. And I got pregnant whenever we were engaged. So my due date for the girls aligned with our wedding date. It was like 2 days off.
Wow.
So we had to move up the wedding.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to have a wedding after I gave birth. Right. So I was like 5 months pregnant at our wedding. We got married like June 2021. And then I gave birth to the girls September 4th of 2021. And then I found out he was cheating like a month later.
Wow.
So we were in the NICU.
That's what happened?
Yeah. We were in the NICU for about 2 weeks. Wow. So, because they were premature. So that was like super, super hard. Yeah. That was like one of the worst times in my life.
Yeah, stressful.
Being in the NICU. Yeah.
Because when they're in the NICU, you can't be with them, right?
Well, it was during COVID. So like normally people are allowed to like actually come in the NICU and like help you out, like family. Mm-hmm. But it was just, we were the only two allowed in there. Mm-hmm. And that was a struggle.
Oh my God.
Yeah. First time having a kid.
Yeah. So.
And then him not being there mentally for you. Like.
No. Yeah.
Not knowing it at that time.
Right. Right. And then, so I found out he was cheating 2 weeks after we got home with the babies. And then it was, there was a lot of other things other than like cheating that were going on. And he had been cheating for our whole relationship because there were like timestamps that he didn't like delete. So he had like secret accounts on different things. And there was like a lot that like went into it. There's just like, I'll probably write a book someday.
You should.
About everything that like went in through it. Like that's just like a brief overview of like what happened. But it's a lot deeper than that.
Yeah,
so I got a really quickie divorce. Right after they were born, just because it just wasn't going to work out. It just wasn't stuff like that, especially when it was like, gaslighting and lies, like the whole relationship. Mm-hmm. So.
And so can you talk a little bit about, because so for young girls that are out there looking for guys, right? So I don't mean
that. What are you going to tell your girls? Like, think of them when they're older.
Yeah, I'm just like, what are some things that you learned through this relationship that you're going to take into your next dating experience? I'm assuming you want to be married again.
I mean, I don't know. It's so hard because, I enjoyed being married, but, it was all a lie. So, what did I actually enjoy? Because, he just, told me what I wanted to hear.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, gaslighting and...
Okay.
Narcissism.
I have no idea what gaslighting is, but
it's just like telling you what you want to hear, telling you something that I don't maybe you didn't hear that right, mm-hmm. or I don't know, stuff like that. So, I think I eventually would want to be in a relationship. I just don't know how.
Okay.
I would. So I'm just super busy. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
It would have to be God is throwing them at me. They have to know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have to make it very obvious because I'm not looking.
You're not.
No, I'm not on dating apps or anything. Cause I'm not.
Did you try?
I got it like one time after the divorce and it was so disappointing.
Yeah.
It's so disappointing. Cause I feel like I'm just I don't know. I don't want to swipe and fish for a man. It's a man's job to come find me and make the move and be a man and come ask me out. Right. I'm not going to go swipe through and make it easy for them.
Okay.
And I don't have time. Who has time to do that? I'm just stare and look at your phone and oh, this one's cute. And I don't know. It's just
I just think it's obviously interesting because, after Sherry passed, I just said, I'm not going to, I prayed for specific things, but I said, one of the things, God, please, please, I don't want to date. I want to meet somebody.
You're praying the wrong prayers.
And I want to meet somebody. I want to marry somebody because, I just had never dated before. Mm-hmm. And so
dating sucks.
Yeah, it does.
So anyway, so then afterwards I'm talking to Sarah about her experience because after her divorce, she dated and I'm like, mm-hmm. that sounds awful.
Yeah.
Like the how that whole process works. Mm-hmm. And I've heard people on the podcast talk about it. I've heard Jenny talk about it. And so so how does a person meet somebody?
I don't know.
After you're out of college and after out of how does it happen?
I have no idea. So
I don't know.
Yeah, I just like maybe I don't like give myself like the opportunity to like meet someone because I'm like really here and like I run my business at home and I'm a stay-at-home mom. So like where am I meeting new people other than like here, but it's the same people here. So.
Maybe you should get some guys in your book club.
Yeah. Ooh,
see?
There you go.
It might be a struggle though to find some guys to read
definitely.
Guys that actually read the books. Best books
right.
Yeah, there's probably not very many of those people out there.
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't know. I just want to be, despite what happened, I want to be a good example that I don't want to be like, I don't need a man, but like, you know what I mean? Like I just like coming from what happened to me, I want to be able to show my kids, I can stand on my own two feet. Right. I can do my business by myself. This is what you can be capable of.
Right.
If something happens to you, like, don't worry, mommy's got you. So like,
yeah, for sure.
But yeah. So,
I mean, are there, without obviously going into a lot of hurt, have you been able to heal from those things? Are you still working through?
I think a little bit. I think it's easier to talk about now. Okay. Yeah. So, like, we're going on, like, a year and a half. Like, it's going on 2 years of being divorced. So, like, that's pretty crazy to think about. It doesn't feel like it's been that long, but...
Yeah, you've done, like, just hearing you talk about it, like, today from... less than a year ago.
Probably like sobbing
in the grow night.
The first time.
Yeah, the grow night. And that was like the first time you had talked about it to anybody. And
I opened up the first time to you guys.
Yeah.
So it was like a young adult relationship group. But there were like two engaged couples and it was like all women. So I was like,
okay.
Yeah. There weren't like any young men.
Yeah.
I think it was supposed to be like a mixer for like young people. It was really just like, it was like all of us girls like complaining like men suck.
Yeah.
So
So. That's what the group turned into?
No. I mean,
Yeah, guys are terrible.
Just the woes of, you know, dating as a 20 something. Mm-hmm. So it's just not great. So. Right.
Yeah. So part of your healing process, because I'm sure that you're not the only woman that's been hurt and the only woman that's struggled. So talking about it has been something that helped you heal. Is there anything else that has helped you?
I mean, I feel like just talking about it's been the main one for me. It's something that is going to be like an everyday battle for me because I'm co-parenting. It's not like he's like gone in another state or like.
Oh, he's still around?
Yeah. Yeah. So in Indiana, if you don't sign away your rights, even though I have full custody, he still has rights in Indiana. So like we're functional. We're co-parenting. He is held accountable for parenting. So
Sorry. I'm just sitting here thinking through that whole process.
It's not ideal and it's messy, but I feel like most co-parenting and custody situations are not ideal.
No,
and that's not the situation that I wanted or imagined for myself. But
yeah, for sure.
It's definitely just what's, I guess, necessary for right now.
Yeah. So can you talk a little bit about how you've grown in your faith? Because coming from the standpoint of where you're saying, hey, you know, I just knew to be a good person, right?
Yeah.
Like I just knew to grow up and not be a butt face, right? Like
I need to,
and then at some point you got to, oh, well, Christianity does make sense. What was the switch?
I feel like the divorce was. I feel like that knocked me on my butt. That woke me up.
Okay.
Because I feel like life has been so easy for me. it really has been. It's been really, really like kind and fair. And I came out of school unscathed. I had an awesome time in school.
Mm.
Loved school.
Right.
Like I still like talk to my friends from school. I was fine after I graduated and like in like.
So you didn't have any of those like knock like you any, off center moments.
No, I really didn't. I was like, yeah, life is great. And then like it wasn't.
Right.
So I feel like, that was like, what did I like thought like I did something. I was like, what did I do like that like made this happen to me? Like, why did this happen to me? So like it just wasn't. I think everything happens for a reason and I don't have any regrets with like how my life has gone, even with the divorce and the relationship, like everything's led me to like this point right now. So like I have two beautiful girls and I have a business and I have a family that loves me. So like despite being divorced there's like so many great things life still has to offer me. So, yeah.
So yeah. When you did get knocked down, how did you ever think to turn to God? Mm-hmm. Or how did you ever even think to come to, because was Life Church the first place that you came, or did you go to other churches?
No, this was the first place. So like I was still like cutting, I was cutting hair on the side. So like I still like do haircuts out of my house mm-hmm. sometime. And I was cutting Adam Shoemaker's hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he was like, I like confided in him about my divorce, and he was like, you should check out Life Church. And I was like, okay.
Good job, Adam. So, yay. Faithful listener.
Yeah. So Adam talked about it, and then you guys were online. So I watched, it was like around Christmas time.
Okay.
Maybe like 2021 Christmas. And you guys were, I'm huge into actions now. I'm like, actions speak louder than words for me anyways.
Right, for sure.
Cause like, I was told words out of, for like how many years, and it was all lies. So actions are like huge for me. And you guys were, I think it was when you were like giving money away. You were like giving envelopes away. And I've never heard of that.
Right.
I'd never seen a church do that. Like literally giving money away.
Like, they're always asking for money.
That was huge. That was a huge action for me. I was like, God is there. God is at the church. Like I have to go be there. So yeah, that was huge.
And so when you came for the first time, what did you think? I mean,
I feel like it was overwhelming because like it was like massive. Like it was bigger than any other service I had gone to. Yeah. But I mean, it was good. I didn't feel weird. I didn't feel like, I don't know.
Good. So what have been some of the things that have helped you grow? Like if you could help, if somebody's out there, because a lot of people are going through this same experience. Mm-hmm. So life is unfair. I mean, I just say that all the time.
Yeah.
Like there is some point when people really figure this piece out that life is unfair.
Yeah.
And then they're trying to figure out, what do you do? Right. Like, how do you recover from just, it's not fair. It should have never turned out this way. Right. These things happen, and they do, they end up in church, but a lot of times they don't move further than that, or they don't progress along in their faith. And you have done a lot. I mean, if you look at you just, hey, you're cutting somebody's hair. They invite you to church. You come. Yeah. And
I mean, what did I have to lose? At that point, it was just like, well, what do I have to lose?
Yeah. So, have there been certain things that have helped you though, since you've been here, move forward?
Definitely doing like the grow night. So like I did Starting Point with you and that was really great just to like break down. Like we just like talked about like the basics of the religion. And I think I needed that because like whenever you walk in a service, like knowing absolutely like nothing and not reading the Bible, it's very intimidating. I'm like, what are these people saying? Like, what is this?
So,
that was super great to like break down like the basics of like what the religion is. Mm-hmm. And like, that was amazing. And that kind of like just helped
me. Did it help you get connected, or were you connected right away?
I feel like that helped me get connected. Cause like after that I did the next round of like, grow night, because we did like the young adult one with you and Taylor, and like that one was really great.
Yeah.
And now we're doing like our own group off of our
grow night.
So
Right. Yeah. And do you feel like that's been the best thing for you, is to be in community?
I think
Has that been the most helpful?
Yeah. I am a social butterfly, so
you are.
I like being in groups, so I like just talking to people.
Well, that's it holds really you great. Accountable too, because I mean definitely, you weren't coming in for a while. I remember when Mike was like, "Where is Emily?"
I know, she used to sit right in the front row. I'm like, I used to look over there and see her. Well, that in the was, front row.
Yeah, that was also like I have like a lot of cake pickups like on Sundays sometimes. So like depending on the time, like I'm watching at home. So
but it was I always
watching at home if I'm not.
Keeping you here, I feel like Sydney, I feel like you guys do that really well for each other.
And you've changed seats. You were clearing the back this week.
We were getting drinks. I got in late.
I was like,
just happened that way.
Because it's always funny because people normally at least have a section.
Yeah, right?
They might move a couple rows.
We're front right for like the later service now.
Stage left.
Get out of our seats.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
They're like, but this week I'm like, Hey.
Yeah. No, I know.
Back there.
I didn't want to be back there, but yeah, it just happened that way. So.
Oh, it's so hard being in the back.
I like sitting in different places, but Courtney.
You never do.
Courtney likes to sit right. No.
I was gonna
sit right there, but if Courtney's not there, I will go to the other side.
I've never seen you sit anywhere else other than the stage right.
About 15 rows back. I have. No, okay. Courtney likes to sit there.
No, I know.
So I sit where Courtney likes to sit.
Okay. Yeah, because you just can't be your own person or what? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out.
I don't know.
Dictates where you're going to sit?
No, I don't know. She just, maybe we don't communicate and then she sits over
it's
there.
It's not like
and
you sit next to each other.
But we do.
No.
There's a seat in between.
Two or three seats in between.
Well, she likes it that way, okay?
Maybe she doesn't even want you sitting there. Have you asked her?
No.
You might be like, Courtney wants me there, but she's like,
yes, she does.
Why is Jenny following me around all the time?
Yes, she does. Whatever. It's not true.
No, everybody loves Jenny.
Yes.
Everybody wants to sit by Jenny.
Yes.
Be around Jenny.
You.
Yeah. All right. So we're at halfway through. So do we have no questions?
But so we are going through a situation right now with no Wi-Fi.
Also, none of the questions came up.
Huh?
I got some questions.
Okay.
You do have them?
The ones at 4 o'clock I have.
Okay.
Okay. So Nick's going to be our question asker.
Yes, he is. Because we are out of Wi-Fi and...
If you're AT&T.
AT&T, yes. But apparently...
SOS on your phone.
Verizon works. Yeah.
But no, he said it was spotty.
Verizon's pretty slow.
Oh, well... For Facebook.
It's the zombie apocalypse.
I'm telling you, that's what I thought when I was upstairs.
The aliens. The aliens.
Do you believe in aliens? Do you believe in aliens?
I mean, I do, but...
Yeah? Yeah. Why do you say it like that? There might actually be aliens.
No, I know. I feel like the universe is, like, far too big to, like...
To not have aliens.
Right. I feel like it just makes sense.
Yeah, and this is, like, the new thing, right? In Congress, they're talking about...
Yes.
Right.
Well, okay, like... Years and years ago, they sent out, it was like in 88, they sent out a message to the aliens. So it
can
is
you do that one more time?
The message.
A message.
To the aliens.
Okay.
But there, it's expected, like we are waiting for it. Like Japan is waiting for a reply, like soon.
Japan?
Dang.
Japan.
So did they speak to the aliens in Japanese?
That's a great question. Maybe that's why they're not replying.
They didn't understand the language. There's a language barrier. Have you ever seen the movie Vacation?
Yes. Oh, that's a good one.
So great.
So when their car flips over to start speaking Korean or something and they're going down the road, that's what made me think about it. Is that how we sent the message to the aliens?
Yep.
No, but I really think, have you heard like the Maui fires? They think it's from, not from.
What do they think it's from?
I heard that it was like from Oprah.
Oprah? That's the craziest thing.
That's even better. Right.
Wait, why did Oprah do it?
Well, because like, so there were like wildfires that happened by her home, like in the mainland of the U.S. So I can't remember what state it was in, but I think it was like out west. Hmm. And after the wildfires happened, she bought up a bunch of land. And then her house in Maui didn't burn, but all of the surrounding.
So she wanted the property?
I'm not saying Oprah did it. Don't put those words in
my mouth. No, just go ahead and say it. Oprah stopped burning things.
No, I just like, I don't know. It's just scrolling on TikTok and you see something and you're like, it just makes you think.
Yes.
So they talk about this, and I'm not going to say it right, but this electrical propulsion stuff that can like, it's a weapon they have. Like, you know, like you see in Star Wars movies,
where you can shoot a weapon and it just blows.
They say the United States of America has them.
And they just like do that and whenever they feel like
No, but they were talking about like the Maui fires. They were showing like these cars that are just melted, and the concrete's fine, but the car's melted like right in the place. Like,
that's so
like
weird.
It was hit by something and everything around is like burnt through, but the concrete's fine, you know,
that's
around it.
Weird.
Oh, see the, all the conspiracy
I
stuff.
Love conspiracy theories.
I'm going with Oprah Winfrey because I don't like her. I don't like her anyway.
Oprah,
stop burning Maui. What the world is wrong with you?
You have a big enough house, dude. Like, it's so
She's
big.
Trying to she take over
so
the world.
Houses. Yeah.
She's
yeah.
trying to take over the world.
She is. That's what it is.
She might be the Antichrist.
She might.
Well, no, those are big assumptions.
Well, I mean, she tried to burn Maui.
Right.
I mean,
I don't know. It's allegedly. Allegedly.
That's right.
Okay. All right. All right, Nick, you got some?
I have a couple questions.
Well, the first one is from Bree Sullivan. She says, Emily is the absolute sweetest and always hooks a girl up with a cake pop.
Aww.
What inspired you to start your own business?
That's a great question.
Yes, I know. I wanted to know this.
So I feel like it was like a lot of different things. So I knew that like child support wasn't going to cut it. And I am a stay-at-home mom, luckily. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that only goes so far. So right. I wanted to have like a supplemental income to potentially make a little bit more money. And then it kind of like blew up into something.
Okay.
Bigger than that. So wow. I just started. I like made a cake for somebody, somebody's birthday. And people who were there really liked it. My mom was like, you should post it on Facebook. And I was like, no, like nobody's going to want that. And I did. And I got like two orders that day and I didn't have a business. And people were like, can you like do this for me? And I was like, I mean, I guess, like, I don't know what I'm doing, but sure. So
what's your bestseller?
Is
it cakes? Is it cake pops? Is it cupcakes?
I'm doing like so many custom cakes a week. I would say probably. Yeah, so I would say like custom cakes.
A bunch.
Yeah, I do a lot of cakes.
I was trying to figure out the Taylor Swift theme Facebook.
I'm doing like an Eras tour right now. Because like an Eras tour, Taylor Swift's like era.
Yeah.
Her Eras tour. Like, so she's going on tour now. And I saw her tour in Detroit. Because like we're huge Taylor Swift fans.
You are.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Big Swifties. So
So that's the whole cake thing.
Right. Yeah. So I'm just going through. I started with her first album and then I'm going to have like a grand prize giveaway at like the very end with like all of the albums. And
Who's buying these cakes? Is it anybody?
Just people. I like post them. I post them every Friday and they have a chance to like buy that cake for that week.
Are you serious? And people are really buying them?
Yes.
So how do people find your business?
Just on Facebook. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. So I don't actually have like an official website.
Okay.
And I don't have like a business number. I know people like have asked me for that. No. I'm not going to give away my phone number, but.
You are going to give it away?
No, I'm not going to give it away. Yeah, no. People have asked me.
We're
like,
not posting your cell phone number after the show.
No, please don't. Yeah, Facebook's probably like the best way.
Cake babies.
Cake babies.
Or they just look you up.
Sure. I mean,
no, I mean,
I
is there
like,
a like
yeah, I
Facebook
mean, it's just,
page for
yeah,
okay.
yeah, Facebook page. So yeah, the Cake Babies LLC.
The Cake Babies.
Yeah, the Cake Babies.
LLC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yep. We are a business LLC. Right.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Oh, business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Limited Liability Corporation.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Is that what in the circle in things?
The circle?
You know? Or that's copyright?
Oh, that's like a...
Never mind.
Is that like trademark?
Oh, maybe.
Like a trademark? Like the little R?
No, there's like a,
like
little,
a little circle.
A C or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Like the little one like after like a logo?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a T.
It's a T?
It's a T.
Oh, okay.
Trademark.
Oh.
It's the same as an LLC.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
In Jenny's mind,
isn't it?
I signed
it
up
all,
for it. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Jamie Taggett asks.
Jamie,
what has being a twin mom taught you?
From a twin mom.
Do you have that in your family?
It's like distant in my family. Okay. Yeah. So it's like on my mom and my dad's side.
Okay.
So yeah, and they're fraternal, so that means like I dropped two eggs and I hyper ovulated. So that's what that means.
Your eyes.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah. What? That's what that means. So
what's
like,
the other option?
So it means the egg splits and they're the same person.
Okay.
Basically. But mine are fraternal, so I dropped two eggs at one time.
And hyper ovulated.
I hyper ovulated. Yes. That's such a hard question because they were my first two. So I don't know as far as like a singleton mom as to like twin mom, like I don't
it's all you
just
know.
Like it. Life is messy, but it's great.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Everything's sticky, but
did you always want
not
a big
forever.
Family? Did you think about that? Like, or are you the person that says,
I always wanted
a boy and a girl, or I want to,
I always wanted like two and I always wanted girls. So I got it perfectly. And yeah. So
you did
I always wanted
one
10.
Swoop.
You always wanted 10.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
10 kids.
Well, you got really close.
Got eight.
Yeah. Yeah. Dang, yeah. Yeah, dang, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Tammy Dennis wants to know, what's your favorite cake flavor?
Ooh. I don't know. I feel like since we're coming up on fall, I feel like pumpkin, you know, like pumpkin spice.
Are you gonna make the pumpkin?
Yeah.
Are
you, yes. Did you do that? I did it last year. Yeah, I had just started though, so like nobody cared, but
oh my gosh.
Maybe they'll care this year.
I know. Nobody cares.
I'm not even like a year old yet.
Oh
so,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Dude, so. You're gonna be sold out. Are you, I know you're gonna make them cute too.
Yeah.
You're gonna make them so yes. cute little pumpkins.
We'll see. We'll see what.
Oh my gosh. You should make a pumpkin chai cupcake.
Ooh. I do like a chai ganache. And it's really good, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's what you should do. You should do the pumpkin.
Yes, fill it with the chai ganache.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That
oh
sounds
my gosh.
So good.
Yes, that'll be good.
Wow.
That's the plan.
It's going to be your bestseller.
It is.
Yeah. It'll you should good. Name it the Jenny Pop.
That's I love
cute.
That.
That's actually really
the
cute.
The Jenny Pop.
The Jenny Pop. Actually, my nickname was Jenny Bop. Growing
Jenny Bob.
Because I used to like hop around everywhere. I'd bounce around or whatever. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Anyways.
Ready for the next one.
Yeah. Yes. We were just staring at Nick.
Gina Van Meter says, I think Emily is such a beautiful, kind young lady.
Aww.
Her faith sure does shine.
Aww.
Jess Ulrey asks, for everyone, what book have you read that you would love to see made into a movie?
Oh.
Wow.
I mean, wow, like, Jess. I don't want to, like, say, like, the, like, easy choice of, like, Verity.
Because I don't like it. Why not? But, like, that can be the...
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, I mean, probably Verity. I feel like that would be really, really great. I would love to be in charge of, like, the casting for that one.
Would you?
I don't want
you?
Them to mess it up. Yeah.
Because you love it that much.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like whenever they do... books and movies, I feel like casting really makes or breaks movies.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So like Harry Potter was like perfectly cast, but like, I don't know, other
Twilight.
Stuff. So like Twilight was, I mean, I haven't read Twilight. So.
But like.
Did you read Harry Potter?
I did. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we the movies are up. Disappointing after you
I don't
read the
think
books.
So.
I don't. I still
there was
like
perfectly
the movies,
cast,
though.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Eh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So movies. Like the Hunger Games, I didn't like the Hunger Games.
You
casting.
Didn't? Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. I did.
Yeah.
Did you read the books?
Yeah, but I
oh,
read the books
right,
after, so maybe that made a difference too, yes. because you have it in your mind, I bet.
Right. Yeah.
That, so then going into it. Yeah.
So what's yours, Jenny?
I can't remember the name of it, but this book was about like it's kind of like a psychological like thriller type of a thing, and they were twins. These girls were twins, but they didn't know each other existed, and then they did. Something happened later on in life. One wanted the, so one was really poor and one was like a lawyer and really wealthy. So she ended up, the one that was poor, like killing her sister and then becoming her because nobody knew that they had a twin. So she just continued carry on with her life. And yeah, it was a really good book.
Yeah. So if any of you guys out there want that book recommendation?
That would be a really good movie though. You know,
yeah.
I love those kind of movies.
Mine's The Traveler's Gift and The Final Summons. So Andy Andrews writes this book about this guy that's at a bad place in life. So mm-hmm. he gets this gift of like, he's in a car accident and then he gets to travel throughout time and he gets wisdom from each one of these people.
Oh, that's
you know,
cool.
And he comes back and carries the wisdom around and turns his life around and becomes successful. And then the final summit goes with it. When he's older in life, then he goes up into heaven with all of the travelers and God's ready to end the world. And they all have to come up with the answer that God's looking for to stop the end of the world. And
that
so,
would be a good
whoa.
Movie.
Yeah, yeah. So those two books are incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were combined.
No, it's the
could Traveler's Gift. Could you imagine,
though?
That would be a really
gift
good movie.
The final,
yeah. Oh,
yeah. I mean, I'm sure you could put them together, yeah. but yeah, so they're all, so again, it's like all of these historical figures, like
oh.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh. Yeah, ooh, that Donald would be neat.
Roosevelt,
that would be neat.
And like all these people from throughout time, and they're all sitting in this room, and then they talk about trying to find the answer to Gabriel, the archangel comes in and briefs him like God, there's an hourglass and your mm-hmm. sand's running out and you got to come up with the time. And
that
they
would
bring
cool.
Gabriel back in to, anyway, The Traveler's Gift and The Final Summit.
Who would you
Traveler's
cast gift. In that movie? Who would Abraham Lincoln be?
I have
Lincoln
no
be?
Idea. I have no idea.
Do you think we're going to meet Abe Lincoln in heaven? Do you think Abe Lincoln's in heaven?
Do you think Abe Lincoln was a Christian?
That's what I'm wondering. Was he?
Ooh.
I have been to his museum and I have learned about him, so I should know.
Yeah.
No, I think you'll see Abe Lincoln.
You do? Him. Wouldn't that be cool? Do you think we'll know who they are?
Yeah.
You do?
How could you miss Abe Lincoln?
I don't know. Really I don't know.
You don't think you're going to know people when you get up there?
I don't know.
Do you?
Wouldn't that make you sad?
I mean, I feel like I would like, I want to see like all my family and like my pets.
Yes.
I know, like, so I remember that from Starting Point, the whole cat thing.
We just triggered,
all dogs go to heaven.
We don't have to believe everything your pastor says.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't. That's you shouldn't, true. Actually.
Yeah, no, I think you're going to recognize people, and I think until the new heaven and the new earth comes, I think you'll recognize people that didn't make it. I think you'll
I think you
will get up there. And you will be sad when one of your friends didn't make it or one of your family members didn't make it.
Until the new heaven.
New heaven, because when he creates the new heaven and new earth, that's when he says he wipes away every tear.
Oh. But
in the heaven today, it says that there are people mourning and crying out. And yeah, like,
oh.
So I think that until that happens, I think you'll recognize that I got up there and, you know, that person that I've been praying for, that person I wanted to reach, or the person I just ignored and didn't try to reach, and now they're not here.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. That was deep.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be like crying when they get to heaven now.
Yeah, thanks for kidding.
Haven't you ever thought about this? Like, think about this.
Haven't you ever thought
about the process of, this is my nightmare. My nightmare is this all the time. That they're like, I'll be up in heaven and there'll be these two lines, right? And we're walking up there and you see this person that you love in the other line and you're trying to figure out what's going on, like in the other line, but you see the same place going up to the judgment seat and you see these people in the other line going to hell. And they can't get out. And that's your friend. Mm,
yeah.
And so your friend looks over at you. This is my nightmare. And says, why didn't you tell me? To me. Like, why didn't you tell me? Like, why wouldn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me that this was? Mm-hmm. That's why I'm always like, I'm always trying to share the gospel. Right. I'm always trying to give every opportunity because that would be my nightmare.
Yeah.
Like I chickened out or didn't want to say or never talked about or a subject you never want to breach. And then someday you got to stand there and be like, watch the person you love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Got us off subject.
We need some Kleenex.
I know, right?
So sad now.
Okay, we have one more. Well, two questions. Well, one you answered. Anyway, this is from Adam Shoemaker.
Adam.
He says, side note, Emily and I met working at Arby's and have been friends for over a decade.
Aw.
Watching her grow in her faith over the past year has brought me so much joy. Aww. Emily is a true friend, an amazing mother, a true example of the power a woman possesses.
Aww.
You should all clap for Emily.
Thanks, Adam.
Question one, and I think we answered this, but maybe go into it more. How has your relationship with Jesus and coming to life affected you over the past year and a half?
I feel like, I mean, I'm talking to God every day about so many different things that happen every single day. And like, that's been such like a weight off my shoulders, like every single day, just with like everyday woes of just, you know, life. So I feel like that's been a good way to like cope with everything that's been going on in my life as far as like my faith journey here. I feel like it's, I mean, I like didn't really have or like a faith journey before this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
This is going to be I'm going to embarrass myself right now. Have you been baptized?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Oh,
because I was thinking if I just said that and she got baptized, it'll be the most embarrassing question that I ever asked on the podcast.
That would be.
No, I haven't.
No, I'm not pressuring you. I just like, as you're going through your journey.
I remember this in Starting Point. I asked you if like it was a requirement to be baptized and you said no.
It's not a requirement. It's just something that
I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, it'll just be something that, just remember your story might change the life of somebody. Yeah. So fair being enough. Baptized might take somebody's life.
If God tells me to, I'll do it.
Okay. That's what we'll pray for.
There you go. That's a great answer.
Yeah, for sure. It's not a requirement of salvation.
Yep.
Those are the questions?
The last one from Adam. What advice can you give to other single mothers out there?
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
See, I think it's different for me because I have been so incredibly blessed with a supportive family.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were like, that's like all I had whenever like I was going through everything. Cause like I didn't like, you know, like bash my ex-husband on Facebook. Like a lot of people like, you know, bring tons of people into their drama. Like not necessarily like that.
Right.
So
I
just had my immediate family to lean on and they were absolutely incredible. So like, I feel like for single mothers, like, you can do it alone, but like, why would you? Like, why not find community?
Yeah, if you don't have a mom and dad, find community.
Yeah, like, talk to me about it. Like, we can, come over. Like, let's have a play date. Like, yeah, no, it's incredibly hard to like isolate and do it by yourself. Like, why would you? So, yeah, I would say like community's huge.
Yeah, whether it's your parents or somebody, don't isolate.
Yeah, even for somebody that's not a single mom, because I feel like even like probably I'm sure women within marriages, you know, being a woman as a parent is incredibly different from being like a male parent. So like, I feel like
it's not even close.
Yeah. Right. No, I know. Yeah. So I feel like even if you are like married, you can still find like similarities and community within, you know, tons of different people. So cause I do have a mom squad that, you know, that's been also a big, I'm in a big group, a book club or like starting a group here, a mom group. So yeah, lots of play dates and just like talking
about
mom
stuff. Where
do you
do your play dates at?
I like to host them at my house just because like I don't like traveling with the girls because car rides are not great. No.
Yeah,
it's like wrangling squirrels. Like it's not it's not for the faint of heart. So it's not great all the time. So it's easier just to be like, hey, come over here, I'll have snacks.
Yeah.
I have everything we need. So I host a lot of stuff, so.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay, Jenny, end us up.
Questions. So if you want to be on our texting group and you are not, go ahead and text podcast to 260-408-8383, and that will get you into our weekly texting group where I send out a bio and a picture of who is going to be on, and we want you to ask questions back because we want you to be involved and just ask better questions than we probably might or can. So yeah, text podcast to 260-408-8383.
Yeah. So Emily, I just want to say I'm like Adam. Like although I didn't know you, I knew where you came from and to watch you grow over the past, you know, not even knowing what's going on, but reading your story on Facebook of being involved with a group and watching you be involved in groups. I'm just super proud of you too, because that's you're overcoming a lot of odds. Like there are people that don't even have those barriers that don't move forward, know, and you're overcoming barriers and moving forward. Yeah. So I think you're an example to people that regardless of whatever the barriers are, if you want it and you desire it, it can happen. Yeah. And you've showed that. You showed it with your business. You showed it with growing in your faith. You showed it in overcoming some challenges, you know, and moving forward. So I'm super proud of you. I think it's going to be fun to watch you, you know, grow and pray for whatever your future is. And I just think you're going to have a great future.
Yeah.
You know, you're a great young woman. So thanks for coming on and thanks for being a part of what's happening here. And again, all of you guys that are listening, don't forget when Jenny puts this out there, make sure that you like it, share it, comment. We'd love for you to do that. It gives us an opportunity to get get it out to other people that wouldn't normally be able to see it. Also, if you see Emily on a Sunday morning, second service.
So
the second service people, she's usually in the front row. Come up and say hi. Yeah. If you're out there, and again, I don't know if you want more business, but if you're out there and you're looking for somebody,
I have a second fridge.
Yeah,
so,
to be able to support, you know, a great young woman with her business, make sure you look up the Cake Babies on Facebook or Instagram, be able to support what she's doing. Mm-hmm. And again, just come up and say hi and encourage her in her faith. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.